You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
Time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. And don't worry, everybody. We know about OJ's thing yesterday. We'll get to that later. It's great.
Oh, so solid.
It's so good. We'll get to that in a little bit. But in the meantime, Brady's got to give you all the news only Brady knows. It's brought to you by our friends Hooters. They'll knock on your door. That makes them knockers. And they'll get you the food, takeout, to-go stuff. They've got it all ready to go. So keep Hooters alive and in business. And we did. I did a bunch of voice work yesterday for a bunch of commercials for local restaurants and things like that. Because there's this big AZ Takeout Week or something. I don't know the website offhand. We're loading up and trying to keep local places in line and in business. So. Definitely a whole bunch of places you want to, if you can, get your takeout and to-go. Hooters is one of them. They're great to us, so be great back. We don't want those to go away. That's for darn sure. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Burrito Day and National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Not combo the two.
Yeah, yuck. What's with the combo there? I don't understand. Why are we having two?
It's one day. It can't be national 2 days. So we even got rid of when it was Lincoln and Washington's birthdays. Just call it presidents. So we give it to all of them.
Let's go with National Burrito Day.
Yeah, I'd like that. Well, although peanut butter and jelly does deserve a day.
It deserves a day. Yeah. In America, peanut butter and jelly deserves a day. More than that awful Mexican cuisine.
Oh, the burritos are good.
I know I love burritos. But if you're going to say...
You're being a patriot.
I'm being patriotic right now.
We have to choose? Why? Aren't there enough days in the year?
Well, we'll move Burrito Day to some sort of weird, strange day in August.
Should be Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, like National Knitters Day.
Hey.
Knit.
Oh.
Wow.
Brady just hung up.
You scared the robot Brady. You're so Max Headroom.
Yeah. You back?
Got a couple of fun facts.
Oh, he doesn't say...
Yeah, I've never left you, John.
Yeah, but it popped and went. We were talking about you being gone, and
I don't hear it pop.
All right, go ahead, Pops.
We got to get him on the TV so we can
finally
see him.
A reason to call Brady Pops.
Wendy serves square hamburger patties as a symbol that the company doesn't cut corners.
We all got that. What a wonderful! I had no clue. So they're saying that McDonald's and Burger King do.
Yeah.
So Wendy's will put, but here's the difference. Wendy's will put your eye out where a nice rounded corner won't.
Yeah, don't make the corners too sharp.
That's right.
Be careful. It's been nearly 24 years since Bill Clinton ran for president a second time, which means no one younger than 41 ever voted for him.
Wow. Yikes. There's a clock in a mirror for you. Holy cow.
The official full name of Seoul, South Korea is Seoul Special City.
Okay.
I think that was a Guadalupe Squares question.
Was it? Yeah, that sounds like one.
And if you ask President Trump, he knows everything there is to know about South Korea.
The Korean people that they don't even know that I could show them. For instance, they're the same as the North Korean people. Just divided by a line.
And he did that in the press conference the other day about
Boston. I know a lot about Korea. I know. Look, everything they do, I've done first.
There's 38 million people in Seoul, South
Korea.
I bet you
didn't
know
them all. I counted every one of them. I know them all.
There's actually 10.
There's Kim. There's Kim. Over here is Kim. Kim. All 38 million are named Kim. I know them all. It's a small country. I know about it. I know a lot about it. You can learn about small countries with just a day or two of reading.
I'll tell you what, if we do get somebody like Mike Pence in there for the next term or whatever, it will be boring.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a jerk.
We're going to miss Trump.
He's always, like, Mike Pence is always trying to, like, figure out how humans communicate. Like, his sentences they have pauses in the weirdest spots.
He's squinty.
I believe the president is always on pace for a nice...
Somebody kick him.
Idea.
You've been working on that.
I just watched him yesterday. I'm like, he has absolutely no cadence. The hardest part of a Mike Pence impression is his cadence is not human.
As we all discussed, the president has come up with a plan. And that's...
It's like somebody's typing in the words for him into his brain.
And that's, I'm always big on believer.
Have you been working on the Biden
president?
Nah.
You don't think you'll need it?
I don't think so. I don't know. After all this, who knows?
Who knows,
man? For a while there, I'm like, Bernie was kind of a waste of time, but he was just fun.
You do the Sudeikis version.
Sudeikis doesn't do an impression of Joe Biden. He just yells.
He just over the top.
It's and everybody's like, spot on. No, it's a wig.
Hey, he came up with something.
Nobody's worked on it. That's the disappointing thing about Saturday Night Live for me. As a guy who likes to do impressions, I'm like, man, they didn't even try. They just threw a wig on him and said, be loud.
Well, Biden, I vote. Think Biden would be kind of tough. There's not really much
going on. No, he's got a huge rasp.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a speech lisp, but it's more in the back.
Well, then let's hear it.
I don't have it yet. I haven't worked on it. You can work on it. Take a day.
One day.
Let me tell you.
One day.
Eric, I know you believe this to be true. Not a wizard.
But you just.
What?
I'm a magician. I'm not a wizard.
Why haven't you taken one day? I mean, he's been running for president for
a while. Because I got other stuff to do. It's not what I do every single
second
of
it. It is what you do. It's
and
your
I've
job.
Got so many of them, I don't even have to like struggle for it. So it'll come.
Will it be better than Caliendo's?
As necessary.
Of course.
Attempt? Of course. I was teaching Caliendo Pence a little bit yesterday just because I'm like,
I believe it's just Billy Bob Thornton if he had to poop.
Shouldn't you get like a commission or something for that?
Yes. I believe that day is coming as well.
Yep.
I believe that day.
Like if you teach
TikTok
him.
TikTok,
no.
Frank.
No, I'm fine with that. I like writing. I like doing that.
Okay.
I like throwing stuff out there, and I like giving him ideas. He always asks me, too.
Well, you're just like freely handing him over.
Yesterday we were talking about how dumb Jack Black's TikTok video was, and I'm like, man, even professionals aren't even trying anymore. It's like, hey, I'm fat. I have my shirt off, and I'm dancing, and people are like, this is brilliant. I'm like, wow, the bar for brilliance is low. And I called it Kung Fu Pandemic because it was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And Frank's like, can I have that? And I'm like, Frank, if I write it to you, it's yours. I'm not going on social media. Just because I hate social media and think it's really doesn't mean I wouldn't be great at it.
Can't you get like a little ding or something and you add him up at the end of the month and
he
owes you money?
Frank's good to me. Let's just say that.
Oh, okay.
Like you have the little trademark symbol, TM. You just need the JH above all of his jokes.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm not one of those. I'm not one of those that cares that much.
Oh, so you're he's not giving you anything.
No, he's giving me plenty, but I don't care for the credit or the whatever. It's not going to be like, give me those.
So he's
whatever.
Giving you money.
Well, yeah, we have a deal structure in place.
Like how much?
None of your business.
Maybe I can get that a little higher for you.
No, you can't. Trust me.
And negotiate that.
Please. I'm fine at negotiating.
Please, let that be a negotiation. And can we film it?
I'm going to send in Eric to get me less.
I would love to see Frank and Eric at a table.
I would. The only reason I'd do it, I'd send you in as my negotiator to hear how fast the guy across the table goes, who the this idiot?
What do you mean? It's Caliendo.
Oh, wait a minute
now. I know. And even he would be like.
What, is Caliendo going to hire a lawyer for this?
I did. We should both.
Yeah?
There's a lot of dough on the line here with Frank and I.
Nothing. And Caliendo's agent gets in the mix.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I'll take that prick down.
You would get obliterated by Caliendo's agent seconds.
Weren't you guys talking about his agent at one time?
Barry Katz used to be his manager.
Neurotic Jew guy.
Well, they're all neurotic Jews, but Barry Katz was his manager. It's not anymore.
Right.
Now it's an agency.
It's a what?
It's an agency.
It's an agency.
Yeah, it's like, I forget who he's with, but it's, these are a group of people.
I'll kick that ass. Kick that ass.
Send him in.
Someone's been negotiating.
You and Bert Sugar. What's his name? Sugar from.
Yeah, you're doing so well with Teresa at the Nissan dealership with negotiating. I want to send you in for my deals.
I am.
It's been a week. You can't even get a Titan in your driveway.
Well, I've already walked on a few. So I've walked on a few deals. What you got to
do,
John?
That's right. That's exactly right.
I'll walk away from Caliendo too.
That's right.
Till he pays you what you want.
I'm fine. I'm good. I got this. Thanks though.
I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Here's some.
I'll keep that in my back pocket, and I will sit on it.
I think you should listen to Eric and the president, and Eric, very similar in negotiating tactics.
I got it, Mike. Yesterday, Trump was awesome in that in the press conference because. Somebody goes, I have a question for Mr. Pence. He said something about insurance and things about people being fired and how it's going to go. And Donald stood behind him. And Donald literally at one point, I've never seen him do this, was awesome. You know when little girls twirl and their arms are at their side?
Yep.
And he got bored and started to do that. And his arms started to dangle at its side. And he started to like, you know what's great about that answer Mike just gave? 5 minutes. He's a real pro. Didn't touch your question. Didn't touch it. Great job, Mike. And Mike Pence,
your dick, why? It was such a solid answer. And
one of the great things the other day was when they had the charts, and so the one doctor with the scarf, she's like trying to point to the chart.
He's standing in front of the chart. The camera had to move over to the other side.
Yeah. And so, like, they're all looking at him. You could tell, like, everybody in the room is like, all right, just move just a little bit more, and we could see the whole chart.
He doesn't, like, what normal
people.
It would
have been great if he moved with the camera.
Yeah. Normal people.
He moved.
Yeah.
I'll go over here now.
When your legs are tired at, like, a Catholic wedding, and they tell you, like, just bend your knees a little bit and, like, kind of rock back and forth on your feet, normal people, when they're tired and have to stand still, just do a slight left-to-right rocking. Trump is the only human being on the world who does the twirl.
I'm a pretty little schoolgirl twirling my arm.
He does shoulder swings, and it's hilarious to watch.
It's very fidgety.
It's just this strange, like, my upper body's walking and my lower body's not. It's weird. But he was hilarious yesterday when he shot down Pence, and then he'd have little moments. It was a great press conference. And then Scarfy Lady showed up again. I don't know why we have to have these three-hour press conferences. The answer is it's up to you guys, to all of what you're asking.
Let's talk about the border.
Sorry.
Well, one of the things that looks like that might be going down is everyone, the government's going to ask everyone to mask up.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's an option. I don't think they're making us mask.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I also heard a thing that said healthy people shouldn't wear the masks.
I've heard that if you don't change your mask out, unless it's a surgical mask, every 20 minutes you've created a little disease petri dish over your nose.
Because it's
moisture
knows?
And hot and sweat.
Maybe not for corona, but
I mean,
for something else.
Doctors know what masks are good for, but the everyday use, because we don't have evidence for it, we don't really know what it's going to do. If you wear one all day long, and all the people in America do, we don't have anything to compare that to.
It's only when you go out. Basically.
Yeah, but it would be a test. Nobody can give you a straight answer because it's never been done. So, like, we don't have any knowledge from prior. We have small little samples.
Maybe
groups,
it'll help.
Yeah, who knows?
Or not.
I don't think so.
The sales of wireless bras have almost doubled since the lockdown started.
Wireless, like my imagination in wireless bras seems a little different. Digital, like Eric's.
Oh, I see. You went to the tech version of wireless bras. And Joe Biden's digital rape of a woman.
a Bluetooth.
Yeah, a wireless bra. Those cumbersome wired bras, those cord bras. Yuck.
I wonder if you can digitally rape somebody.
Oh.
That day's coming.
Like on Zoom.
That Fleshlight thing that I sent you yesterday.
Yeah, that's Kimmy Granger.
You could do that.
But no, I think that day is coming that you can actually digitally rape someone, A, with the Me Too movement, and B, with the girl that got jail time for digitally killing that kid.
Huh?
Remember the kid in the car?
The
killed
him?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So that was a digital murder. Digital rape right now is hand-based, but like for the future.
Like
tech,
where everybody's on Zoom right now. What if you get a little aggressive on the Zoom?
Right.
Can you digitally rape?
She just couldn't hang up.
Yeah.
I felt weird about it, but I went on with it until he finished.
He whips his penis out.
This is the worst thing I've
ever done. On the Zoom? Right. Yeah, are you?
Nobody can hear your cries digitally. Take that.
Zoom will set up special filters. If it gets too aggressive, it switches it off.
Shut your virtual mouth, bitch. I'm going to virtually.
I'm
so hard.
He's violating
me. He hopped out of some virtual bushes and scared me.
Like, I guess you could, like, in the middle of a Zoom meeting, you could Leroy Jenkins it, and that would be a digital rape.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
Let's do this.
You just decode their Zoom meeting, and you hop in the middle of it and go, ah, and just start jerking off in the middle. They're digitally raping everybody that didn't expect it. I guess that's a digital rape.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out.
Or the old-fashioned way Joe Biden used to do it. Just rip your panties off in his office and go in. He liked touching people.
An online investment company analyzed the results from its 12 million users over the past year to figure out which names had the best returns and which had the worst money-wise. The five names, men's names, that are best with money: Andrew, Sam, Alex, Christopher, and Darren. Okay. And for the women, the best names are Anna, Maria, Laura, Helen, and Sarah. The five men's names that are worst with money: Ollie, Rob, Dan, Chris, and Dominic.
That's true.
And for the ladies, worst with money: Karen, Claire, Lisa, Jennifer, and Rachel.
Right. So it's name-based.
Yeah, and based upon their financial, you know, records that they looked over this company. Kellogg's just announced a new product called Jumbo Snacks. Basically, they took their most popular cereals and made larger versions of the cereal pieces, put them in little single serving bags so you can eat them just like chips or popcorn.
So it's gigantic Cheerios that barely fit in your mouth now? Like donuts. Well, they're donuts.
It's Kellogg's. So it's Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, Apple Jacks, and Corn Pops.
So it's Frosted Flakes like the size of a small couch pillow?
Like a chip.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Got another guy that lives in Sydney, Australia, 35 years old. He was driving Monday. He's going over 100 miles an hour in his Lamborghini in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. His excuse, he told the cops, he was rushing to the hospital to get tested for coronavirus.
It's a good move.
They still gave him a ticket, and his license was suspended. But he did go in for a test. He hasn't heard back whether or not the results.
You don't really need to speed to that.
Yeah.
The roads are clear.
The other thing that was going on in the corona-related stuff, like I said, I think it came from Fauci, but Fauci initially was saying, yeah, we might look at putting masks on for everyone.
No.
The other big story yesterday was 28 students at the University of Texas went to spring break and came back. They went to spring break in Mexico. They've all tested positive for coronavirus. Yeah.
And it's weird. True. Have you noticed the boomers, because they call it the boomer remover now, are almost kind of excited to report when young people get it? Like the news is like, see, we told you, you pricks. Like there's this moment. And the worst thing is the boomers are like, yeah, but I'll get better. And they're indignant about it. We might lose a couple, but not too often. They can't wait to report when a young person dies. They love it. 34-year-old guy's dead. Wow. Like 18 or 19 people.
How do you know it's the boomer? Is it because it's like the Wall Street Journal or something?
Boomers. The boomers are mad about it because they don't report the age of every death. Like we had another 14 people and one of them was 30. Like they can't wait. It's like when women are in their 50s post bikini shots. They always have to add the age in. 50-year-old Elizabeth Hurley looks great, but 22-year-olds never go. 22-year-old Dua Lipa looks fantastic.
You look at the little picture of the story, the guy who did the story, and he's like 60, 70 years old.
His finger up.
Yeah.
Told ya.
You millennials, one of yours went down. 19 of yours went down. God damn it. Boomer remover.
There's a pastor in Pennsylvania that says he's trying to organize a Woodstock-style outdoor Easter service to protest the stay-at-home.
Great idea. No, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Please, by all means.
Make them stay wherever that is for 2 weeks.
No. Get them. Give them. Drop the virus on them like we did Indians. Give them blankets to stay warm. Please, by all means, rely on your beliefs to get you through this. Please. Hope. That's the cure. Now, get in a group together and kiss and hug and do all sorts of crazy stuff because you're protected. I root for the dummies to get it.
The last little thing about Dr. Fauci, he's been given a security detail after receiving death threats. He's been a target of some right-wing groups who believe he's undermining President Trump.
Yeah. We deserve this.
Yeah.
Is the whole world this way? Are all the other countries doing the same nonsense? Or was it just us?
Oh, they
pretty
are.
Much.
Probably.
I did say that to you guys yesterday. I'm like, if Mike Pence keeps shining like a beacon of hope through all these press conferences, Trump better stop going out in public. Because I think one of the things that keeps Trump safe is the fact that Mike Pence scares people into thinking that we're all going to be in a religious death cult if he's the president. But he's been very rational and pretty darn good in these press conferences. And
he's well-spoken up there.
He's excellent. His cadence again.
Except for the cadence.
It's so strange.
But I mean, he's...
And here's the fun of it.
He gets to the point.
Here's the magic/wizardry that you might respect. He's basically Billy Bob Thornton, higher up, poop on deck. So if you can do a Billy Bob Thornton, you got a twofer with Mike Pence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration
didn't care.
Is requesting that manufacturers pull all prescription and over-the-counter Zantac.
It's deadly.
Yeah, well, it contains a contaminant in there that is at high enough levels that could be deadly.
It's a carcinogen.
Yeah,
it can cause cancer. And the scary part is, as I was reading about yesterday, is in temperatures higher than, I don't know what the temperature was, but it's very prominent here, it really releases the carcinogen. So if it's like kept in a hot spot.
Oh, great.
The Zantac is like basically a little cancer booster.
I went through a couple boxes of those when I was getting like really bad heartburn. Anyway.
Yeah. The stuff to take is omeprazole.
Omeprazole?
20 milligrams. When I went through my throat thing for silent reflux, that stuff's fantastic. 20 milligrams is all you need. Zantac and the Prilosec and all that other stuff is just it destroys everything and is really bad for you and like immediately.
So that was just a one-time thing for you? Because I know you're back on soda still, and everything.
I had to clear the system. I shouldn't be drinking soda,
reset.
But I do. And I drank for like a year and a half. I drank gallons of water. I did. I kind of did that. But I'm not having a problem with it. I didn't have a bad case, but he's like, you're on the path for this, so be careful.
I thought you said you almost lost your voice because of
that.
I was losing my voice.
I was losing my voice. The future thing is you get,
maybe John was exaggerating.
Esophageal cancer. No, that's what it leads down to. It's esophageal cancer.
Oh, okay.
So they're
he read WebMD and
I actually had to go get
a die. It's tubes, cancer.
Tubes through your nose, down into your throat, and then another camera in your mouth. And they're like, And then what the doctor said was, this stuff is quiet, it's not good, and it leads down the road to this if people don't know they have it. And most people don't know when they have it. But I got a symptom of where I started going hoarse.
Well, don't you think you should stop drinking those sodas, John?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. It's like telling Brady not to eat ribs, right?
Pretty much at this point.
Yeah.
Because I know this stuff here, this poison that I drink, does a whole lot more than just the thing to my throat.
Yeah,
like
that's
it's
true.
Doing terrible things to my
absolutely.
Body. Yeah, it's poison. And yeah, I should stop. But right now, organs of a teenage boy. So,
except for that one part.
No, it's all better. It clears up. You can clear it up, and I did a lot to clear it up. Did I foolishly go back to drinking soda? Oh yeah, like a champ. Love it. But even the doctor said everybody's got one vice, and if it's not killing you, you're fine. And mine's not yet. Something will. Hey, guess what? I'm going to die. So.
And
it's true.
Finally,
yeah.
It looks like a lot of men are letting the hair grow and facial hair as well, too.
Oof,
now it's
terrible.
Jumping on the trend while this lockdown's happening or the shelter in.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Trying.
I'm out.
What do you mean you're
shaved?
Out?
Wait, so is Toledo. You're freshly shaved as well.
Yeah.
So I win?
I didn't think about it on Monday.
Well, you shaved your head.
You
yeah, but I didn't know that heads were the part of it. I did start to shave it.
I think we had a $100 a person bet, right?
I think it's just face. I went with just beards because I want to see what happens with this.
But I just did it on Monday, not even thinking about it. I was halfway through and I realized it.
Just you and I, John.
Yeah, my wolfman molting.
It was the itch and just the fact that keeping the hands away from the face.
Plus, you got to be presentable for the Home Depot guy.
Right, and all the traveling and partying you're doing.
I always do my hair.
Yeah, you can't go over to your neighbor's house looking all disheveled in this time. They'll think you're sick.
What would laser think?
Yeah,
and there's a party tonight. So.
Sure, you guys are having that big get together for an Easter. Got to have an Easter party.
Family flying out for Easter break.
Yeah, they're coming out. That's nice.
Yeah,
try to get as many of them as you can.
Unbelievable deals on the tickets.
Yeah,
I hear they're cheap.
This is a real time for the cheap person, though, to sit back and go. I think a trip to go see the kids wouldn't be a bad idea right now because I feel good.
I'll go quarantine myself at my family's house.
And inside there. I'll drag everything that I've taken from wherever I'm from into their house.
That's just what we need. Everybody traveling.
If Bunny and Torp wanted to come out, would you let them, Brady?
No.
You would, too.
Nope.
Right. If they called you and said, we're coming out.
I mean, you caved when
shut it down.
Kirby wanted to ride her scooter with Laser's kids. You said yes.
Yeah, that's a little different.
How so?
It's not that, this is the first time I haven't seen my parents. It's not like Kirby hasn't been around in the last 4 weeks on that. And there was separation there. It would just be harder for my parents to come out because, I'm a danger to them than anything.
I
and they're
am a
out.
Danger. I'm the one who knocks, Skyler.
Family.
It's flying in the flying can.
Of nobody.
Yeah, there's
it would be a private flight.
Well,
get your own row.
Whole crew.
Yeah. Well, spray them down. I think you'd say yes.
You don't think you can shut them down?
No.
You think the crew is less clean than you? Well,
Kirby said, I want to ride scooters with Laser's kids, and he did it. Mom and Dad said, we really need to see you before we go. We're worried. They're coming.
Yeah, I'm kind of with John on that.
Kirby wanted a sandwich, and he got Walmart. He got Walmart meat sliced.
He ran to Walmart.
He ran to Walmart to
slice meat.
I'm pretty sure Kirby's running that roost.
I was tired. I was tired when I got there.
Yeah, you'd do it.
Shut it in a heartbeat.
He kind of broke up there, which is perfect.
It's a perfect timing.
It's God saying no.
It's Brady hitting a button saying,
I don't really want to say it out loud.
No, they were shut down. Not happening. That's easy.
Okay.
It's easy. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're fine with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Your voice inflection tells me you're a man of confidence.
Are you sure? Why wouldn't I?
What if Christy wants to come over?
Yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah. Would you let Christy in your house right now?
No.
What if she was nude?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nope. You went right to it, didn't you, John? Yeah. You didn't even back off at all.
Oh, yeah. What if her was out and presenting?
I'm sorry, you can't come in.
Yeah. It's a trap.
I'll be outside.
You and that.
You and your can't come inside. But I can. Stand by the, just lean up against the screen.
Might be worth getting COVID for that.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, good luck with that. Your family's inside watching.
Your family has to watch. Yeah. What?
Oof. Well, good luck. Are you done?
Yeah, that's
it. All right. Thanks for the social.
When I said it, and finally, on the last story.
Yeah, you do that sometimes, and there's about four stories. So we just need you to go. That's it. There you go, my friends. That is your Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's 98.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.